It was a dark and stormy night. The rain fell in torrents, except at occasional intervals when it was checked by a violent gust of wind which swept up the streets. For it is in London that our scene lies. Rattling along the housetops and fiercely agitating the scanty flame of the lamps that struggled against the darkness. Though one of the obscurest quarters of London, and among haunts little loved by the gentlemen of the police, a man, evidently of the lowest orders, was wending his solitary way. He stopped twice or thrice at different shops and houses of a description correspondent with the appearance of the quarter in which they were situated, and tended inquiry for some article or another which did not seem easily to be met with. All the answers he received were couched in the negative, and as he turned from each door he muttered to himself, in no very elegant phraseology, his disappointment and discontent. At length, at one house, the landlord, a sturdy butcher, after rendering the same reply the inquirer had hitherto received, added, "But if this will do as well, dummy, it is quite at your service." Pausing reflectively for a moment, dummy responded that he thought the thing proffered might do as well, and thrusting it into his ample pocket, he strode away with as rapid a motion as the wind and rain would allow. He soon came to a nest of low and dingy buildings, at the entrance to which, in a half-effaced characters, was written, "Thames Court." Halting at the most conspicuous of these buildings, an inn or alehouse, through the half-closed door of which blazed out in ruddy comfort the beams of a hospitable hearth, he knocked hastily at the door. He was admitted by a lady of a certain age, endowed with a comely rotundity of face and person.